ABC Radio Australia.
Let's stay in Fiji because as the country goes through a transition of power following the election in December, the tussle for leadership is spilling over into the national sport, rugby. The Fiji Rugby Union's president, former Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama, and the chairman and naval commander Humphrey Tawake were widely expected to be ousted at a special general meeting over the weekend. But as Lide Mavono and Suva reports, their removal won't happen before April now, and even then, the number of delegates eligible to vote may not be enough to remove the pair.
Changes at the Fiji Rugby Union began shortly after the new government was sworn in, with Chief Executive John O'Connor resigning and Board Member Tevi Tetuiloa, a former secretary of the Suva Rugby Union, was appointed in an interim role. O'Connor, a cousin of former Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama, had already taken voluntary leave last August while an investigation into the FRU's financial operations was conducted after three finance and administration staff had their contracts terminated. As a leading chartered accountant by trade, it would appear Mr. Tuiloa will also be taking a close look at the union's books.
For these 8 weeks, look, we have the AGM coming up. For me, the main priority is just cleaning up our financial books and getting ready for an audit that will be done comprehensively and just ensuring that the financial position and performance for 2022 is reported correctly.
While the accounts will be on the agenda for sure at the annual general meeting in April, the most controversial element seems certain to be the positions of current president, ex-Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama, and current chairman, a naval commander, Humphrey Tawake. Amid calls for the demilitarization of the FRU, many would like to see both men removed, but of the 100 or so delegates expected to attend the meeting, as things stand, only one in five can table motions or not. Nominations or vote.
That appointment was done a number of years back. I'm not really aware of the final details, but look, I think he's done a good job together with the current board. We didn't have a draw team before. We didn't have an active women's competition before. We didn't have now contracted players in the 7s and 15s program. So all these positive changes are because of really people at the top governance level driving that direction. So for me, coming in now and under the same board, we'd like to stand on the shoulders of the good work of those people and really just moving up. It's no use looking at the past. What has happened may have been some negative things, but for us it's all just all about sharing the love moving forward through rugby. It really comes down to compliance, whether you're compliant in terms of your annual reports, your audited financial statements, whether you're running club games, whether you have a female executive on your board, and whether you have an active referees association. So those are the five key elements for a compliant union. Unfortunately, that hasn't been the case for most of our 28 unions or associations. So the way I look at it, it's the blame is not entirely on them. It's also to FRU. How we can assist them to become compliant.
Although David Tuiloa was careful to paint the current leadership of the FRU in a poor light, he admits Fiji's largest sporting union is caught in a financial storm. But it's a situation he believes could be rectified if the board and the staff worked together better.
To be honest, there were some areas that needed to be improved on. Probably there were some controls that could have been tighter.
What about governance?
Governance, yes, to an extent. But, you know, at the end of the day, if the board and management can work together, I think that's really where we need to be going. Goal number one is to just ascertain the true and fair view in terms of the balance sheet and profit and loss statement of Fiji Rugby Union. So we are working hard on that with our finance team and together with our auditors. If we are capturing all the incomes and expenses, which I think we are, but also just putting in tighter controls